This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In Qadir, in whose hand is the mulk? Subhanah. Taban, we own, right? You own, right? What is the difference between the sovereignty, the ownership of Allah and our ownership? Multiple, actually. Number one, look at this. Allah created what He owns. So what Allah owns, He what? You and me are what? Inherited it? Cheated somebody out of it? Deceived somebody to get it? Or worked for it? So, you're what? It wasn't yours. It was not yours before it came to you. But Allah is always what? شوف, لله ملك السماوات والأرض. To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. يخلق ما يشاء. Subhanah. Because He created it. He made it. But what you have, Allah المستعان. شوف, what you own is what you have, but Allah owns every what? You own your clothes, but you don't own my coat. I'm sorry, this is mine. You own your watch, but you don't own mine. But Allah owns what? Everything. لا منازع لله في ملكه. No one can compete with Allah with his what He owns. But you end up with competition. You end up with people trying to take it away from you. And you know what? If they don't manage to do this, they're going to envy you. Ah, man, look at this guy. He has all this money. He's, look at his car. Envy you. Give you the envious eye. Destructive envy. But Allah, can somebody... there was some guy who thought about it. He said... He said, build for me some stairs so I can go to who? قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ آلِهَةٌ كَمَا يَقُولُونَ إِذًا لَبْتَغَوْا إِلَى ذِي الْعَرْشِ سَبِيلٌ. If there are other idols with Allah, why didn't they go to Him? Where? To the Lord of the Throne. Add to this, ya ikhwa, mulku Allah rahma. Wallahi mulku. Can you imagine, subhanallah, some people own the oxygen that we breathe? Can you imagine the people owning the oxygen, the sun and the moon? Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given some ownership to people in certain elements, and they give you, they charge you electricity now, how much? Water, how much? Look at your water bill. I mean, the water is from who? From who? Allah. Imagine, rahma. Rahma that He still owns the air, He still owns the rahma. Rahma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever He wanna do. Fa'alun lima yureed. Billahi alik, for us to do something in this building, even though we own it as a community. What do we have to do? We have to go to the, get a permit, and the neighbors are still giving us a hard time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what? Whatever He wants. لا يسأل عما يفعل. He's not even asked why you did and why I did. Subhanallah, whatever Allah owns doesn't go away. ملك الله لا ينفذ. ما عندكم وما عند الله. Allah doesn't imagine Hadith Abi Dhar al-Ghifari, if the first of you and the last of you would stand in one place and each of you would ask Allah for His wish. Of course, you're going to be wanting a Lexus, I want a Bima, you want a Chevy, he wants a Ford. Everybody has. Allah will give each one of us what we ask for. And this will only take away from what Allah owns as much as what you dip. And by the way, this parable is set just for you to get what? An idea. But it's not really nothing. He's not going to take nothing. ولذلك في الآخرة إن هذا لرزقنا ما له من نفاد. This is our provision. It doesn't run out. You go and take a fruit from the tree. Another one what?
Comes out.
Look at what we own. You and me. One of two things is going to happen. Whether you're going to be taken away from it, or whether you wake up in the morning, you check the stock market, and it's taken away from you. And you end up with a heart attack. Ah, he lost the stock market and he passed away over there. What if the two? Whether it's taken away from you, or whether, but whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, ya ikhwa, is His. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. And he's able to do everything.